What at MIFF has blown your mind?
Last night's showing of The Toxic Avenger was incredible. I went in like with medium expectations. Blew my mind like almost literally. There's so many like actual head explosions in this film with like blood going everywhere. It's very pulpy.
But I saw The Mastermind yesterday, a Kelly Reichardt film. I really loved it. It felt really authentic to the 70s, really great score, and Josh O'Connor is a great lead.
Josh O'Connor is always a big win. Very slow, very considered.
The Golden Spurtle blew my mind at MIFF this year. It's hilarious and touching. It's about people creating meaning out of nothing. I don't know, I was crying. It's about porridge.
The restoration of The Adventures of Anna, the Chantal Ackerman film, that was really, really special seeing it on the big screen.
Sebastian Lelio's dark woke masterpiece, The Wave, aka La Ola.
Probably The Bad Guys too. Just a really cool film to see earlier here at MIFF.
1001 Frames by Manoush Alia was absolutely phenomenal on the pulse of Me Too and the role in which like director's power impacts the artistic process and especially the auditioning process, and I was really, really blown away by that one.
My Father's Shadow has blown my mind. It's this perfect kind of encapsulation of memory and time and place and the uncertainty of those things.
I think I'd have to say If I Had Legs, I'd Kick You.
If I Had Legs, I'd Kick You. I sit down, Lazy Susan, winner of Drag Race Australia, sits down next to me. We see the most hardcore depressing film for the opening night. It was a conversation starter. It was a conversation piece.
I am going to see Pavements tonight. Joe Keery, I shaved my whole body for you. I am so ready to see it.